Religious leaders and the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Friday discussed the possibility of establishing a global forum on ethics. The issue of ethics has been high on the agenda at the Davos summit, with Mr. Schwab saying he wants this year's forum to place particular emphasis on it. He also stressed the importance of resetting the moral compass of the world's business and political community. The president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Peter Turkson, is participating at Davos. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about Friday's meeting.
First of all, can I ask you, Cardinal Turkson, what have your impressions been so far of the Davos meeting?
No, it's been good. Of course, as you can expect, it's very busy. Everybody, you know, people walking. It's almost like, you know, the closest or clearest imagery I can find. It's like back at home when you see black ants on the move. It appears as if they're all busy going somewhere, just that you can't see where they're going. And that's what it is, because there's a lot of movement here. There's a lot of activity. And you don't see it happen because all of these are pre-planned, pre-set-up activities. Everybody had a chance to, you know, sign up online, the type of people they wanted to meet, the type of events they wanted to attend and all of that. So you see people rushing and moving to go to events. You don't get to see the events take place because these are all special places. And if you're not signed up for the event, I suppose it becomes difficult to get in. So it's like people had occasion or opportunity to sign up for events way ahead of time online. And, you know, the setup is such that everybody has a personal, you know, web page that they can, you know, visit and see what events, you know, invitations they're receiving, the responses they can give to the invitations, and, you know, what event they want to participate and share in. So it's been, you know, it's a place you are, and you just have to appreciate, you know, how the planning and the setup has been excellent. You know, having all of this, you know, how technology can be put to use to network and bring people together to share views and all. Our group, there's a decent group of religious leaders here, you know, representing, you know, Hinduism from India, Islam, Christians, and, you know, various bodies. They're all gathered here. And we've had occasion also to get together a few times already. And this morning, just a few minutes ago, we met with the Dr. Schwab, the, you know, executive chair of this whole, you know, World Economic Forum and Davos, you know, meeting. The one who had the basic idea to, you know, kind of set up all of this. And he said, you know, seeing how, you know, we can get morality and, you know, ethics to also into a public arena, into a public place, and, you know, to direct also the concerns and the thoughts and the business of executives and all of that. So suggesting that, for example, we can think about, you know, developing, you know, a global, you know, ethics forum or something, at which, you know, we can also come and see how we can impact everything else that is happening with, you know, global concerns. And he also shared a little bit of concern also about, you know, developing the potential of the youth. Because in the former generation, everybody, you know, it appeared as if we're all occupied and, you know, engaged in building statehood. Okay, nationhood and statehood were the big things, you know, in the past few decades. Now globalization is kind of, you know, getting us to see the interconnectedness and interrelatedness between nations and peoples. And so That concern of the past is kind of gradually, you know, people are not giving up statehood, but the emphasis on statehood and, you know, the integrity of states and all of that, that's gradually kind of, you know, yielding to the impact of globalization, which for us, or for me, particularly from the Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace, is a very, you know, useful signal. Because as you probably may know, we did come up with a small note calling for a reform of the world financial economic system. And one of the things we did appeal to was how globalization was, you know, just emphasizing the interconnectedness and the interrelatedness, you know, among people. And the need, therefore, to consider the fact that increasingly there is a, you know, world political community developing, in the light of which we need to think about world, you know, political authority also developing. And that was a big point that we made in this small note, over and above the considerations that we made about, you know, the present state of affairs economically and financially. So it's been a very positive experience here.
The founder of the Davos meeting and other leaders who've been there, there's been a lot of talk about capitalism and how it hasn't really measured up to what they thought it would be. That has also been an issue. And of course, the situation with the euro, you talked about the financial crisis there. All of that seems to be having a bearing on this meeting.
No, I suppose that's what it is. You know, so I since I'm not participating in every meeting, every encounter, I cannot really tell how much of this has occupied the center stage of, you know, of bilateral and multilateral meetings going on here. Presently, for example, as we're talking, there is a big session on the Arab springtime, all the events in the Arab world now. And naturally, you know, I'm not participating in that. So it would have been great to be there listening, but I can't. And so is it that it's been difficult to participate in all the multilateral and bilateral discussion at which capitalism and all what you observe have been discussed. But the big thing that you know is already that, you know, Dr. Schwab himself, as I just mentioned, is interested in seeing how morality and ethics can impact on all of these capitalist, you know, movements and engagements, you know, recognizing that, you know, sometimes, you know, selfishness taken people, it's like people keeping things to their chest and wanting to guard and safeguard whatever they thought they've won. But there's the other thing of also inviting to, you know, sharing, to, you know, show of solidarity and all of that. And the, you know, the green light or the positive signal is how, you know, the chief executive himself is thinking in that direction. And the suggestion that we consider developing, you know, a global, you know, ethics or, you know, ethics forum, or more, you know, yeah, global ethics forum is a very positive thing in that direction. And the challenge then would be how we can make that impact positively without, you know, without coming down with a sledgehammer on capitalism or anything, but to kind of possibly impact it to direct its focus and its direction of movement. And that's what I think we try to suggest with our note. And we're distributing copies of it here, and we're inviting people to share their reactions with us. And we hope that the outcome would all be positive and, you know, help actually what we call liberal capitalism move in the right direction. You know, so that's what we're hoping for.
Yes, that was something I was just going to come to finally, Cardinal Turkson, just regarding kind of your hopes for the meeting and what you'd like to see come out of it. Obviously, there is that document that you were talking about the financial system. If there was one or two things that you'd really like to see come out of this as president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, what would they be?
No, it is basically that, you know, the concerns, you know, we attempted an analysis of the present financial crisis, which, you know, basically it's ethical and it also a little bit, you know, technological. A certain set of ideologies kind of driving things, you know, neoliberalism or libertarianism, utilitarianistic, you know, type of, and then technologism, believing that technology has answers for everything. So a big emphasis on the quantifiers and the quantities and all. And we suggesting that, you know, all of this needs to be balanced by interest and also in the quality of human life, and the fact that all of these, you know, developments, whether they're politics, economics, finance, and all of that, should ultimately, you know, lead to serving and promoting the common good, the dignity of the human person. That's the bottom line for all of these. So that's a small analysis we made. So in the light of that, we're calling for the development, emergence of a new, you know, some kind of a new humanism, a new interest in the human person, a new appreciation of human life, human values, where we're going from here and all of that, a new interest in the state of the world itself, and wanting to protect, you know, exercise our role as, you know, if you want, stewards of creation in a very positive way. So those are points of view that we express in the document that you're referring to. So based on our analysis, we're looking forward for two things. So we're suggesting the development of two things. New humanism, and then in the light of the global concern or the global experience that is making us so interconnected and all, consider also the fact that we might well, in the light of the emergence of a global political community, we might also consider the time to start already reflecting and thinking about how we can also develop some kind of authority structure, to deal with globalization and all the effects and the developments of globalization.